I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, July 4th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a Carroll man accused of an August arson has been scheduled for sentencing next month. 54-year-old Kelly Dean Warnke is charged with first-degree arson for the August 2020 fire that severely damaged a home in Carroll. He has reached an agreement with prosecutors and will plead guilty to a lesser charge, second-degree arson. His sentencing is scheduled for August 9th. At number 9, additional drug charges are possible for a Carroll man arrested on Tuesday evening. 43-year-old Darwin J. Robinson was taken into custody on outstanding warrants for a previous incident and found to be in possession of a substance believed to be methamphetamine. Charges are pending the return of lab results. At number 8, both drivers sustained minor injuries in an accident on Thursday. Details for minor accidents like that are available online at www.carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 7, Lytton is promising lots of fun with tons of food, bale throwing, and a world record attempt featuring goats for RAGBRAI 2021. The town of just over 300 people has big plans for RAGBRAI this year. It's their first time on the route, and they're looking to make an impression. Up to 20,000 riders will be passing through as they are the first stop out of Sac City on July 26th. That's the second day of the ride. At number 6, retail coach data suggests a bright future and return to retail vitality in Carroll. Consultant Austin Farmer says the downtown district shows steady foot traffic and signs of recovery from the pandemic. You can find the full report at carrollareadev.com/retail-coach. At number 5, both vehicles were disabled in a crash east of Carroll Thursday. Authorities say a student driver failed to yield to an oncoming pickup truck at the intersection of Olympic Avenue and Highway 30. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. You can find the full details online. At number 4, a traffic stop leads to a Fort Dodge man's arrest for felony drug possession. The June 25th traffic stop by the Storm Lake Police Department located narcotics in the vehicle driven by 33-year-old Angel Montanez Santana. A passenger, 34-year-old Cody Allen Sumrall, was also charged for possession following the incident. At number 3, a missing Denison girl was found safe on Saturday. 6-year-old Mackenzie Gordon, who had been reported missing last Friday night, was found safe and sound about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Authorities thanked everyone who helped in the search for her. No additional information about the incident was released by law enforcement. At number 2, a driver was killed and another injured in a two-vehicle accident near Boone on Sunday. Authorities say 28-year-old Haley Swan of Johnston failed to stop for a posted sign and hit the driver's side of a pickup driven by 22-year-old Alexander Ziegler of Boone. Ziegler was pronounced dead at the scene. Swan was transported for ambulance for treatment of her injuries. Then our top story from the past week. Questions have been answered on how a Carroll man was arrested twice on OWI charges, only hours apart. 40-year-old Kenneth Casey Harris was stopped Tuesday, June 22nd, for driving on a revoked license, then cited and released. 2 hours later, he was stopped for OWI, but not booked into the jail due to the officer's belief the jail was at capacity, but that was not the case at the time. He was arrested a third time at 2 a.m. the following morning and released into the custody of a responsible individual. And that does wrap up your Week in Review for Sunday, July 4th, 2021. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Have a happy Independence Day, everyone.